Let's turn in our Bibles now to Zechariah chapter 10. In Zechariah chapter 10, if you have your Bibles, you can turn there and we'll be reading verses 1 through 12. And Zechariah is second to last book of the Old Testament. And we're going to be reading starting in verse 1 and reading through verse 12. And beloved, these are the words of God. Ask rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain, the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and He will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. For the teraphim speak iniquity, and the diviners see lying visions and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore the people wander like sheep. They are afflicted because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherds, and I will punish the male goats. For the Lord of hosts has visited His flock, the house of Judah, and will make them like His majestic horse in battle. From them will come the cornerstone, from them the tent peg, from them the bow of battle, from them every ruler, all of them together. They will be as mighty men, treading down the enemy in the mire of the streets in battle, and they will fight, for the Lord will be with them, and the riders on horses will be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them back because I have had compassion on them, and they will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. Ephraim will be like a mighty man, and their heart will be glad as if from wine. Indeed, their children will see it and be glad. Their heart will rejoice in the Lord. I will whistle for them to gather them together, for I have redeemed them, and they will be as numerous as they were before. When I scatter them among the peoples, they will remember me in far countries, and they with their children will live and come back. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no room can be found for them, and they will pass through the sea of distress, and He will strike the waves in the sea, so that all the depths of the Nile will dry up, and the pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt will depart. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in His name they will walk, declares the Lord. That is God's word. Yahweh, the Lord, continues to encourage His people in this book, who were under divine rebukes because they had rebelled. They had not been rebuilding the temple like they should have been after the exile. And because of that, now surrounded by enemies, you kind of heard that at the end, those from Assyria, those from Egypt. Now being surrounded by those enemies outside and many other dangers, here He promises to bring them good. To bring good to them and make them prosperous and victorious. And so in the first four verses, the people are called to see Christ as King, sovereign over all that happens. Even bad things that seem to happen to God's people and even the good things that happen to God's people, Christ is sovereign over all those things. He's in control of all those things. It seems to be sometimes tribulation, trials, like we've heard in Romans recently, hard circumstances, or even times of blessing and good. All of it comes at the hand of God, who is sovereign over all. And through the end of the chapter then, the Jews are encouraged to expect strength. They're weak, but they are to expect strength and success from Yahweh in all their struggles, from those who are attacking them on all sides. And so, beloved, this chapter we're here, we are to focus, we learn from this chapter, we are to focus and trust the Lord always, even in times that are good, of course, but in times that are not so good. And the times that we go through trials and hard circumstances, we are to trust in Him always because He will bring us through, just like He brings here Judah, the Jews, through. And so He will then, through that, lead us to rejoice and be glad in His name and praise His name forever. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we do ask today that You would bless Your people, that You would strengthen us, for we are weak, that You would make us prosperous on this earth, not so that we can have great things and be able to spend our money however we'd like to, but that we might bless you, that we might praise your name in a greater way, or see the gospel go forth to more people, so that we might help those who are in need. Father, we ask all these things for your glory to be done, not only in heaven, but on earth as well. Father, we do pray that you would provide for us, that you would provide for our children, that you would continue to provide for us, even as you have all these years. We have the proof of your providing for us because we're still here, and we're still surviving and still living. And we're thankful that you're a God who provides your word to us, that living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword word that pierces to the division of bone and marrow and soul and spirit. Father, only your word by your spirit can do such things. And we pray that you would do that today as you speak to us through your word. We pray that you would put your word into our ears and into our minds, and it would infiltrate our hearts and change us, even in our desires and our emotions. Now, Father, we're thankful that you have given us Jesus Christ, your Son, who is sovereign as our King. He is sovereign over all creation, over all nations, over all the church, for the sake of the church. Father, we trust in your great plan that you are bringing about a great revival, that you are going to save and bring into your kingdom, into your church, many who are at the time, right now, rebelling against you. Those of your elect, those that you have chosen before the foundations of the world, before they were born or did anything good or bad, you have chosen them and you've loved them. Not because of anything we've done, but because you love us. And we praise you now as we consider that ourselves, those who are your children. Father, we're thankful that you are a gracious God and who has loved us despite our being in great sin against you, breaking your commandments. Yet you have loved us and you've showered us with your grace. And even today you continue feeding us with the bread of life, your Son, this Word of God. And Father, we pray that you would grow us. And this we do, we confess, we know will happen if you permit in your great sovereign plan. Father, we thank you for our nation that you've given to us, though we all have different frustrations with government, and most people do. Father, we're thankful that you have given us your word that commands us to submit to our governing authorities. Father, we know that is a hard calling. And yet, Father, we're also pleading with you today that you would give us a government that loves your law, that loves your word, that they would be saved, that you would save them, that they would rule in accordance with your word, and that they would give peace for your church, your bride. Father, we're praying today for those who may be sick, not feeling well. We ask that you would heal them. And Father, we're thankful that Martha has been able to come from Kenya today. And thank you that she made it here safely this past week. And that you will, we ask that you would help us as a church to encourage her and bless her. And that she in her presence would bless us as well. Father, we're thankful for your worship, that you've gathered us together. And we ask that you would continue encouraging us and blessing us by your word, even by this very difficult word today that we are hearing, and all the scriptures we're hearing. We pray that you would remind us through it of the love of Christ, and that you would call us to believe in him and Christ alone, that we might be justified. We know that we are justified by faith alone. And if we are justified by faith alone, then we have peace with you. Father, may that be true of all here, even our children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.